It is coming back this weekend, the Gravenstein Apple Fair going on in Sebastopol. And Carmen Snyder is here. She's the Farm Trails Executive Director and the Fair Manager. Good morning, Carmen.
Hi, good morning.
You know, there was great news last week in the Sonoma County Crop Report, the Ag Report, about the fact that apples are making a comeback in Sonoma County.
Indeed.
Very good news. Very good news. What's the expectation for this weekend's festivities?
Well, lots of apples, lots of Gravensteins.
Yeah. So the focus is still on the apples.
Season. Absolutely.
Great.
And so at the Apple Fair, you can have, you can try apple fritters, apple pie, apple juice, hard apple cider, probably part of the reason for the apple revival in Sonoma County. Fresh apples, and we'll have apple-themed contests as well, like apple juggling, caramel apple-eating contests. So it still really is all about the apple. She is the star of the show, and there are many other accompanying interests.
You know, I just turned to the wife last night and said, if only someone would teach me to ferment like a Viking. And then, holy cats, you guys have this awesome schedule of events. You could build your own cob oven, plant a pollinator. What a great schedule of things you could come and do this weekend.
Absolutely. Besides the entertainment and the wonderful vendors and the food and the libations, we have these venues where you can really learn a lot and take some skills home with you. And at heart, it is still really an agricultural fair. So besides the apples, we have sheep shearing demonstrations and cow milking and beekeeping demonstrations. So it's a country fair, bouncy houses.
I'm still trying to get over the ferment like a Viking statement, Carmen. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. Let's talk about entertainment going on this weekend in Sebastopol.
In terms of like the music?
Yes.
Yeah. So we've got, these guys from Guildworks, who are hometown boys. They do the shade structure for us, because unfortunately we've lost a couple of large oak trees that used to provide shade over the main stage.
Aww.
So it's easy to find the main stage. It's colorful, it's beautiful, it's got this lovely shade structure drawing you in. And the main act on Sunday will be the Sam Chase and the Untraditional, and before them Cone Brio. We have Linda Tillery and the Cultural Heritage Choir. We have the Western Swing Band. We have Fido Reynoso, Solid Air, Royal Jelly Jive. I can finally announce them. I haven't been able to talk about them because they had another, I forget what you call it, but basically they were performing somewhere else and we couldn't.
But you made it happen
until
somehow.
Just yesterday, so they are there, and the theme this year is in praise of pollinators. And so we're happy to have a honey-themed band as well.
What does it cost to get into the Apple Fair this year?
Well, if you go today to any of the Oliver's Markets or any of the Copperfield bookstores or Harmony Farm Supply and Nursery, it will be $12 for an adult ticket and $8 for a child over 5, like 6 to 13. And if you buy purchase tickets on site, tickets are $15 for adults and $12 for seniors and veterans and folks who cycle to the fair, which we encourage, and $10 for kids.
You know, I was just thinking about how incredible it is that, you know, the Gravenstein apple is a mainstay in names. You go to the grocery store in Iowa, they go Gravenstein apple, but it's truly right in our backyard. And I was reading that the first apple show in Sebastopol mm-hmm. was in 1910, so there's this mm-hmm. huge, awesome, long history with the Gravenstein apple.
There is, and so my understanding is that during World War I, the apple show ceased to be, and the founders of Farm Trails back in 1973 revived the old Sebastopol apple show as the Gravenstein Apple Fair. So this is our 44th Gravenstein Apple Fair. Which has a, you know, wonderful historic connection to the original Sebastopol Apple Show.
Well, it should be a great weekend, and the weather's going to cooperate, too. Not too hot, but nice summer afternoons in Sonoma County for the Gravenstein Apple Fair this weekend. Carmen, thanks for being with us this morning, and good luck this weekend.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's Carmen Snyder. She is the fair manager for the Gravenstein Apple Fair, which goes on to tomorrow and Sunday in Sebastopol.